things to do these days is watch the show Tiny House Hunters on HGTV. Right. So some of you have seen it. This show, if you haven't seen it, follows people who are looking for a tiny home, which is usually defined as being between 100 and 400 square feet. I live in a 750 square foot house, and that feels small enough to me. So these houses are truly tiny. But one of the funny things about this show is people get in these houses to tour them, and inevitably they say, "This is too small. I need more room." It's like, what show did you think you were on? But a lot of people are looking for a home that, is on wheels. They want to have less to clean. They want to let go of all that junk in their life. And they want to be able to travel with their home. They want to be able to get rid of debt and be free to live the life they want, to see things and do things that having a regular house doesn't allow them to do. Every time I watch the show, I think, gosh, that sounds so great. Oh, those houses are so cute. It looks so good. But shedding our belongings and traveling also makes me think of Jesus sending the disciples out in today's gospel. He sends them out, 70 disciples ahead of him, and he sends them out in pairs. And he says to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." And he sends them out to prepare the harvest for him. He says, "I'm sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves." Now that would make me a little bit nervous if I were them. What am I getting myself into? What is going to happen to me if I go and tell people about Jesus? He also gives them very specific instructions. He says, "Pack light. Don't carry a purse, not a bag, not 100 bags, as we often do. Don't even bring an extra pair of shoes. Don't even talk to anybody on the road. Don't stop and ask for directions." He says, "Whatever house you enter, say to them, 'Peace to this house.' And either your peace will stay on them or it will come back to you." He also tells them to heal the sick who are in those towns as a sign of his coming reign. But if the people reject them, Jesus says, "Shake the dust off your feet in protest." Which, of course, reminds me of Pastor Taylor, who sings "Shake It Off," right? Shake it off. It's good advice even today. Some of you might remember back many years ago when the Chicken Soup for the Soul books were popular. If you are not familiar with these because you're under the age of 30, it would be like Upworthy today, if you guys know what Upworthy is, younger people. But when I was growing up, I was reading a chapter in Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul, which tells you how cool of a teenager I was. And in this chapter, it talked about when you meet people, you know, how do they receive you? How do you receive people when you meet them? And it said, "You don't like every single person that you meet, so why would everybody like you?" And that was something that struck me. Not everybody is going to receive me well. Not everybody is going to like me. Just like I might get along with some people better than others. We don't have to like everybody. It's not possible to do. Certainly not everybody liked Jesus or welcomed his disciples. And that is still true today, isn't it? Jesus knew this was going to happen, so he prepared them for this by giving them these warnings and these very detailed. Another thing that struck me from this gospel is that Jesus doesn't send his disciples out into the world alone. He doesn't send us out alone. We are not alone in our faith. Look around you today. You are not alone, even though we often feel that way, don't we? That is one of the great things about church to me, that we can come here and be together as God's people. Have you ever read the book Wild by Cheryl Strayed? Cheryl had an abusive alcoholic father and, from what I can tell, a really amazing mother. But when Cheryl was young, I think in her 20s maybe,
cheated on her husband and was very promiscuous. She was hurtling herself through life toward an early grave. Cheryl decided she would hike the Pacific Crest Trail, which I had never heard of before. It goes from Mexico all the way up to Canada. She decided she would do this alone. She'd walk 1,000 miles alone in the hopes that this would help her find herself again and heal her from the pain of losing her mother. The book Wild was made into a movie a couple years ago, starring Reese Witherspoon. Have any of you ever seen it? It's very good, okay? But be warned, it's not rated G, so. But I'm going to show a G-rated clip from the movie now. Towards the end of the movie, when Cheryl is hiking towards the end of the trail, she runs into a young boy hiking with his grandma. And you can see Cheryl. She's carrying her heavy pack, symbolizing her grief that she still carries along with her. And her meeting with this boy and her grandma changes her. And in the clip, it's about 3 minutes long. You'll also see some flashbacks to the places that Cheryl has hiked along her journey.
Does he have a name?
Shooting Star.
Shooting Star?
And I'm Vera, and this is Kyle.
I'm Cheryl. Are you enjoying your hike today?
I'm having a wonderful time. Thank you very much for asking.
You're so polite.
We're just out for the weekend, rain or no.
Yeah.
We're with my grandmom.
She's looking after me because I have some problems I'm not supposed to talk about with strangers.
Well, you don't have to talk about them. But you know, everybody has problems. I have problems, too.
What kinds of problems?
Well, I mean, I have problems with my dad. I don't see him anymore.
Me neither. What about your mommy?
She died. But you know, problems don't stay problems. They turn into something else.
How did she die?
She got very sick.
My mother's a singer. She's taught many songs.
Oh, really?
Would you like to hear one?
Yeah.
From this valley they say you are leaving. We shall miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For you take with you all of the sunshine that it brightened our pathway a while. Then come sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loved you so true. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loved you so true.
That was really good. Thank you.
Think about that for a minute. What is something in your life those kinds of things are often things that we would rather not think about, and I know that's true for myself on most days. There's a lot of good in my life and in the world, and I try to just shove that bad stuff to the back of my mind and cover it up with the good. But we need to take stock every once in a while of what's in our suitcases and think about how Jesus sent those disciples out in pairs. And he told them to let go of all the things that they were carrying. Jesus invites us, too, to let go of those things. Let go of our pain at his feet and receive his healing. Unlike most stories in the Bible, we get to hear how this one turned out. Jesus sent the 70 out, and then we hear about them coming back. And did you catch that they came back to Jesus with joy? They were happy. They were changed and amazed by what they saw. What Jesus said was true. They didn't need to worry about providing for themselves. They were able to heal and tell others the power of the Messiah. Jesus has our baggage. Think about what it is that you need to let go of, where you need some healing in your life. And if you want to, if it's helpful, you can write that down on your bulletin insert or something to help you remember to pray about it throughout the week. Give those things to Jesus. Leave here later and more able to shake that dust off your feet.